Welcome to Fashion Mix. I am Donna M., your host and owner of Donna M. Collection, our very own woman's online boutique. Well, today I'm excited to be back. I'm also excited about today's guest. Miss Erin Michelle is here with me today, guys. But before we get started, I would like to thank our listening audience for being here. And if you are new here, welcome to the podcast. We're excited that you took the time to spend with us on today. Well, today, of course, we have Miss Erin Michelle here. The podcast is a spinoff of our boutique, but it's not all about fashion. We're going to talk about confidence, guys. And the way we do that is bringing on our guests, such as Erin Michelle, who's going to share her story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We also want to thank our sponsor, Spotify for Podcasters. The easiest way to monetize, create, and distribute a podcast. And the best thing about it is free, guys. So if you're ready to start your podcast journey, just click the link in the bio. Well, Ms. Erin, how are you today?
Ms. Donna, I am so, so excited to be here. I am great. I am feeling very, very, very bright, very vibrant today. I don't know. I'm feeling that on the inside, so I'm trying to reflect that on the outside.
Awesome.
I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you're always vibrant. No, I mean, hey, you got that part covered. You are always vibrant. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming.
I know. About 2 years, maybe a year or so, 2 years.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that, and it's not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way. I know when I reach out to you, Miss Donna, I have this, I have that. But you know what? I'm excited about that because I know your journey.
Yes, I know, ma'am.
Where you started from.
Yes, ma'am.
And so it just gives me great joy just to see where you are today. I was thinking that you are the epitome of Galatians 6 and 9 that says, when you don't get weary, I'm just paraphrasing, guys. Mm-hmm. They say, let us not be weary in well-doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Because in due season, you will reap. You will reap. And so if you faint not. So that's what I think about you as I see your transition, your journey over the last 3 years. So
could not be
thank
more
you.
True. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You're welcome. Where I want to start is I think we met at the salon.
At the salon.
At
studio.
The salon.
We were two doors down
from
each other.
Yeah, we met at the salon. Now, let me ask you this. Was makeup part of the journey for you?
So, I feel like I've talked about it elsewhere, but this is not what I thought I'd be doing with my life at all. Makeup was not, ever something, I dreamed about as a little girl. No, that cannot be further from the truth for me. I was forced into doing makeup. I had learned how to do it on myself, just through some personal like insecurities and things like that.
Right.
And working at a store downtown on King Street, my managers at the store said, hey, you can't keep telling these customers you don't want to do their makeup.
Right.
Here are some brushes, figure it out. And they kind of threw me to the wolves, and here we are 5 years later. And I could not have it any other way. I wake up every day doing what I love.
Exactly.
What makes me excited. So
awesome.
I think it's a thing of someone else seeing that potential that I didn't necessarily
see. Right.
So, yeah.
Right. But I think that's always the case. Someone else can see into our world better than us. And I think we have a tendency of being harder on ourselves
1,000%.
As well.
Still guilty of that to this day. I am way harder on myself than I need to be. Learning to give myself grace.
Man, exactly.
A hard lesson for sure.
And you know what? But it's it's what is the term? You come out as pro goal on the other end.
1,000%.
And so you didn't expect to be in to get into makeup. What about this faith move to just go on your own? I mean, that's
entrepreneurship again. I was forced into entrepreneurship. I truly believe that was all God at the time.
Right.
I had been working for another makeup retailer and I was miserable in this position. Like I loved, the customers that would come in, but management had just been just a lot on me, and it just, I knew that I was meant to, you know, be doing something else, but I was too afraid to take that leap.
Right.
And, you know, working out, I'm working with these clients every day, I'm building people, but outside of work, I'm having to turn down makeup opportunities because of my work schedule. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I know I can't quit this job. I need a paycheck because I like French fries.
Right.
So I need this paycheck when I'm going to every day. And God said, okay, I'm going to fix you. I'm going to get you fired.
Wow.
So you have no choice but to make this career work.
Right.
And the day I got fired, I wanted to be upset so bad.
Right. And you couldn't.
And I couldn't.
Wow.
And I sat in my little raggedy car at the time and I said, this is my last day working for somebody else. I will never have to answer to anyone else.
Right.
And that was the best thing that could have happened for me in my career. I was able to then focus on school at the time. And my career just took off. I've been desperately wanting a nap since that day.
Right.
So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I haven't been able to slow down since then. So God had to kind of... I found I work best when I'm kind of thrown off the cliff a little bit.
Wow. Right.
That's when I begin to soar. And that's truly been the story of my life.
Right, so, right. Sometimes he uses the bad but turns it into good,
1,000%.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes.
It was the best thing that could have happened for me. Within a year's time of me leaving that makeup company.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a new space that I thought I wasn't going to be able to afford.
Right.
I figured I'd be in here a couple of months.
Right, wow.
That now in there three and a half years almost.
Yeah.
So it's, God is good.
I have
seen it for myself a
he
million
is.
Times.
Right,
so
right. Nobody can tell you differently.
Are we preaching today?
Hey, you can preach.
It'll take 2 seconds.
Hey, go ahead.
All right, no, I'm good.
Go ahead.
I'm good. We'll save it.
I'm not going to stop you.
We'll save it.
No, we can go ahead and get the word in real quick.
Yes, ma'am. I am truly, truly a testament of God's grace. So,
yes.
Yeah.
As I said, you're epitome of Galatians 6 and 9. Right. I think consistency, of course, is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And just never giving up. Right. Because you just don't know, you know, when that time comes, what God has for
you. Absolutely.
And so, you know, we just have to keep moving, you know, just doing what we do best, doing
absolutely.
What we enjoy doing.
Absolutely.
Now, what I do want to ask you about, now, I think I can ask you, I think this is okay.
Please.
You have the opportunity to sit on a set, to
actually
work on a set.
Yes.
You had the opportunity to work with one of my favorite chefs.
Yeah, Cartier.
Miss Cartier, wow.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
That was such a fun experience working with Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was already working for another TV network, but this was an entirely different experience with reality TV versus like something heavily produced like the Food Network show. And I mean, it was such a fun environment. What I enjoyed every day is I had to kind of be quick on my feet with thinking. I have to come up with something creative every day, something new. So it always kind of kept me on my toes, and I tell if I'm just kind of comfortable and coasting, I don't need to be doing it. I need to be thinking and finding a new way to be challenged and to be creative. So that was truly, truly a great experience. I'm no longer with them, but it was the experience in itself was it's a great resume builder.
Right,
I loved it. The food.
Right.
Oh dear.
I love the Food Network.
That lady can make a pot of grits.
Oh my God.
My God. So yeah, it was truly, truly fun just being around other creatives and things like that.
Right.
I loved it.
Right. Now, was that a dream? I mean, did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so funny you even said that because I was looking at, Ms. Donna asked me for a bio and I never got it over to her. That's my fault. So
it's
found one in my Google Docs. And in the last paragraph, I said, Erin has dreams of working in reality television and TV and film. And I've conquered that for two networks. And it's just crazy what can happen in 3 years time. That's something I only dreamed of doing, but I didn't see it as an actual reality.
Right,
you know, I have made that happen, and now I'm, you know, looking at, okay, how do I elevate this now? It is, I conquered, I did that.
You did. You did do that.
Yeah,
you did do that.
And again, I think we said earlier, I'm very hard on myself, so I'm always I'm never like satisfied. So I'm like, okay, what's next?
Right.
What's next? Instead of sitting in that and being proud.
Right.
Of looking back at what I did accomplish.
Exactly. So, that is so true.
Yeah. I have so to true. Learn to, it's okay to look back and, you know.
Right.
Kind of pop it.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Sometimes we forget, you know, we want to accomplish so much. Mm-hmm. And we don't even give ourselves time to sit in what we've already done.
No, we don't appreciate the journey.
Right, at
all,
right.
At all. And sometimes the joy is in that journey and the, you know, falling a little. It's mm-hmm. okay to fall. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, pick yourself back up. Try a different right. route this way. I think that
exactly.
we've got to be kinder to ourselves right. and on the way up. So
right, yeah. awesome. Yeah. And so you did get an opportunity to work on the set with, was yes. it, what's the name of that reality
Southern
show?
Southern Charm.
Yeah, Charm.
On Bravo. Yeah, currently yes. still am working with that show. That
good.
Is such a fun experience. Like, it's reality TV and a produced mm-hmm. TV show. They're two
totally different
things. But the cast member that I work with, mm-hmm. she is just like me, very vibrant, very right. colorful. So I get to have a lot of fun. You know, it's truly a great mm-hmm. experience. Yeah, I like Bravo. They treat me good.
Awesome.
They treat me
awesome. If they don't, I was coming for
them. There we have to get on them. Yeah.
So, like I mentioned, that the podcast is about building confidence.
Right.
And I have to say that one of the things that I see in you is that you're comfortable in your own skin.
Ooh.
It's like what you see is what you get. Period.
Period. Yes.
So tell us. Have you always been that way? You know, where did that come from?
Wow, do we have like 3 hours to talk about it? So this confidence journey with me is one that is still fairly new. Mm-hmm. It's something new every day, learning and truly getting to know Erin as a self-assured woman, mm-hmm. as a career woman, as
right.
you know, exploring things like dating and things like
right.
that. This is all new for mm-hmm. me, and it has not always been the case. You know, me being a plus size mm-hmm. woman trying to finding my style, finding what works for me.
Right.
It has truly been up and down. Mm-hmm. I dealt with a lot of comparing myself to my smaller peers.
Right.
And, you know, seeing images on social media, I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't fit that mold. You know, feeling left out when I'm going out with my
right.
with my smaller friends who can just go grab something off
right.
the rack. And I'm like, with me, I have to do a little bit more work. It has mm-hmm. truly been a journey. I was dressing very modestly. Now, mm-hmm. I'm going to speak freely. My titties are always out. Sorry. Forgive me, y'all. I am very raw and transparent. But, yeah, learning to accept that while I may want, you know, to change mm-hmm. things physically, I
right.
have to love myself where I am.
So true.
And I have to walk in the room as if I own.
Right.
As if I own the place. And people recognize that and they see that. And it's truly inspiring to see. So I'm proud of myself. It is it's, you know, a journey every day to, like, mm-hmm. get out of my head.
Right.
With things like body image
right.
and things like that. It's truly, truly been a wild journey. It has not always been the case. And, you know, just to go a little bit deeper, mm-hmm. I always had my mom when I was younger mm-hmm. to instill those things in me.
Right.
She passed my
right.
senior year of high school.
I
when I didn't have that anymore, mm-hmm. it's like, well, I have to learn to like me on my own.
Right.
And it was truly, truly a struggle, a mental battle, but we're here now. And
mm-hmm.
I love me. I want to kiss me in the mouth all the time.
Listen.
Yeah.
That's where it
I'm
starts.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, with social media, mm-hmm. oh my God.
Oh, it plays
you would
a want to
jump
part.
Off the bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
it,
you, yeah.
It truly, truly plays a part. But now, you know, I find I would use even just something as simple. I would only take little selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love, you know, I love being in front of the camera.
Right.
I love posing, taking my pictures, dressing up, finding
mm-hmm.
things that work for me, playing with different
right.
patterns and things. It's truly been such an exciting mm-hmm. journey. This self-love.
No, that's
it feels good.
No, that's awesome. And it actually shows, you show it on social media. I'm
yes.
like, Erin is so confident.
Yes.
And you're right, you know, when it comes to plus size women, They have this low self-esteem, mm-hmm. but it starts with owning who you are and being comfortable and satisfied in your own skin. Mm-hmm. And so you found that balance, and it's been working, and people have seen that.
1,000%.
And so, you know, I think you're, once again, an epitome of that population that, you know, be comfortable in your own skin. Mm. You know,
absolutely.
Just be comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, be comfortable in your own skin. Yeah. It's not about pleasing mm-hmm. anybody else, but it's about pleasing you.
Absolutely.
And if you're comfortable, then everybody else has to be comfortable, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody else has to be comfortable. So the next question I wanted to ask is, have you faced any misconceptions about the makeup industry? Because that's your area of expertise. I'm going to say that you are the connoisseur here in Charleston, South Carolina.
I'm shy. stop. Misconceptions. I think, and I've heard before, that a lot of makeup artists can be mean girls.
Interesting.
Very, you know, very cold and stoic, mm-hmm. and I'm here to make you better.
Right.
And I am.
And you're not that.
No.
Definitely not that.
No, I think that's the biggest. Mm-hmm. Misconception, I think, especially in Charleston, there are a lot of talks about professionalism.
Right.
And I cannot be further from that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm very approachable, down to earth. I'm a people person. I am a lover of people. And so I look at what I do as almost like ministry.
Getting to meet
and connect with different people all throughout the day, it's truly what I love. I get to run my mouth.
Right.
You know, I'm meeting and connecting all the time. I think that's the biggest thing. I hear a lot with the mean girl.
Mm-hmm.
With the mean girl thing, I am big on community. So I have a ton of friends who are other mm-hmm. makeup artists, and a lot of people are very like, oh, I have to be the big dog and
right.
at all times. And
right.
no, I'm trying to pull my mm-hmm. my sisters up with me. So
that's good.
So a sense of community and, you know, being kind, that's a basic human principle.
That, right, that is true.
That a lot of people
don't have,
yeah,
really.
No.
Yeah.
When I come into the weddings and things I work, I'm loud, we having fun, we dancing. It's very that. I'm very engaging. So
right.
Yeah, like I said, this is truly my ministry, getting mm-hmm. to connect
that's
and
good.
Meet with other people. So yeah, I hope
good.
I answered.
No, you
question.
Did.
Okay.
No, you
okay.
did answer. No, you did answer the
yes,
question.
Ma'am.
Yeah. I just think that collaboration, like you said, you're a people person,
mm-hmm.
and I think in any industry, regardless of what business you're in, collaboration, you know, just networking with people.
Right.
That's so important. Important because you just don't know. You need community.
Yes.
You can't do it by yourself.
I truly, as much as I like money, I can't take every opportunity.
Right.
So if I
right.
can send my sister over here, my
hey.
Friend to go do this,
why not? That's good.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
That I am just so big on sisterhood in the sense of community and, you know, camaraderie.
Right.
What is with me in all these words today? These SAT words.
Okay.
Thank God. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Because, I mean, every day is a learning experience for me.
Mm.
I think every day I learn something. So that's good. So, you know, SAT words, whatever, ACT words,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
So now, how do you stay updated on your new techniques, products?
Ooh, that's a tough one. So I am a big social media girl. So
mm-hmm.
I'm always on TikTok and I'm always watching new tutorials.
Right.
Just, even with my personal mm-hmm. makeup, just learning different ways to kind of evolve
right.
with my face and with my clients
right.
throughout the times. Social media, that's the biggest
mm-hmm.
tool with that. But at the same time, I can be very, a little set in my ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like trying
Not hearing.
I know, right? Trying new products and things, they are
mm-hmm.
a little difficult because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So,
right.
That's been tricky. So I'm trying to step out of my comfort zone with that now. But like
mm-hmm.
TikTok has been a big,
okay.
big tool of teaching me
mm-hmm.
just different ways to evolve and to get better with my clients, more efficient with being more efficient with time.
Mm-hmm.
And then working on TV sets, I think that's what taught me to kind of cut down. It used to take
mm-hmm.
me 1 hour and 15 and do people, you out of my face in 35-40 minutes.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's great. Yeah,
we're
that's
in
great.
And out. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
So now, in your opinion, what role does makeup play in expressing your identity or enhancing your confidence? Well, you know, in fashion, of course, makeup is part of the look.
Absolutely. I hate to see somebody dressed up with no makeup on.
Right.
Girl, put on some lipstick.
Let me help you out, right?
Yeah. I think, and what I'm getting back into now is being creative.
Mm-hmm.
With makeup again, not being afraid to play in color, but still have it be
right.
tasteful. Like, you right. know, like today I have like a little like pop mm-hmm. of greens, but it's not like, you know, super, super insane. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just teaching clients fun little subtle ways to play in color, whether it be a bold mm-hmm. lip
right.
or something like that to offset the outfit and things like that. Because I am, you know, learning in
mm-hmm.
fashion and things, learning about the color wheel
right.
and what works on Susie mm-hmm. may not work on Sarah.
That's true.
That's been a big, big one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get too out there as far as like what the makeup looks like. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing a ton of glitter.
Right.
We are not 12
right.
anymore.
That's a good way to look at it.
So, but still, like I said, finding fun but still tasteful mm-hmm. ways
right.
to incorporate things like color and mm-hmm. in ways that client. I love a client that comes in and says, "I'm afraid to do this."
Right.
Ooh, let me hog tie you to this chair and show you. You can do. And I love, especially on us chocolate mm-hmm. girls. You can wear that vibrant pink if you
right.
want. You can wear that blue eyeshadow. Don't be afraid. It's just makeup. It comes
right.
off.
And I'm not going to say it's funny that you said that, but when it comes to darker skin tones, mm-hmm. I think we do have an issue with wearing color.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Wear that purple if you need to, please. Wear that red lip. Yes, you can pull it off. It's
right.
all in how you do it.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Knowing the how is a big, big, big one.
Right, and that makes sense. That makes sense.
Oh.
So what suggestions would you offer for everyday look? For me, I love wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do makeup.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you see me in the street during the weekdays, and my makeup looks shoddy, you know why.
Miss Donna has never had an off day, y'all. Please, please. Oh, what every day? I definitely think a solid foundation mm-hmm. concealer just to kind of, you know, brighten up, just to even everything mm-hmm. out and brighten
mm-hmm.
Those under eyes. You know, we
right.
all, this is a sleepy generation. We are all tired. So you need that concealer to really brighten up
mm-hmm.
the face and just a nice lip. I think that those are the very basics. And I also tell people, don't try to learn every step at once.
Gotcha.
Perfect one step and then add on. Okay,
gotcha.
I know how to do my foundation. Now let's play in a concealer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play with different blush and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to overwhelm
right.
yourself learning all of those steps
okay.
at once. But yeah, definitely a solid foundation and concealer. That's your, at minimum, that's
right.
your base. If the
okay.
skin is flawless, everything else will come.
Okay,
so,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And you actually answered my next question because I was going to ask you, what tips or advice would you give someone looking to experience with makeup,
mm-hmm.
but just, you know, might feel intimidated.
Because
yeah.
it's a lot, but they, like I said, don't try to learn every step at
mm-hmm.
once.
Right.
Master one or two things, and then you can add and build
right.
from there. Utilize okay. tools like YouTube and TikTok
okay.
and things like that. Me personally, I learn really with makeup with myself by watching drag queens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, watching a lot of drag queen
mm-hmm.
tutorials on YouTube. And so I would be out with a blue eyeshadow
mm-hmm.
on a Tuesday. Why?
Right.
Yeah, but that's, and then I just learned to kind of scale.
Gotcha.
Scale down from there. So, yeah, utilizing those social media
mm-hmm.
videos, you can learn how to build a house on social media.
You
so.
Are correct.
Yeah, YouTube.
You are correct.
YouTube is truly, truly your best friend. That's how I did it. And then I got in and started practicing
mm-hmm.
and learning, okay, this works for me. This
right.
doesn't work for me. And yeah, that has truly,
right.
truly made a difference.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a good tip.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I'm going to try it. I'm going to just use you guys.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And if you can't figure it out, just call on me.
Yes.
Just call on
me. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to switch gears just a little bit
okay.
and get into the fashion portion, of course. Like I said, you know, it's about building confidence.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we got to get our little fashion
Absolutely.
Bit in there.
Absolutely.
I saw you on Instagram doing a photo shoot.
Oh.
And I take it that you... are someone that likes being comfortable.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Because you're usually in jeans or sneakers. As a matter of fact, you have on sneakers
today. Yeah, yeah.
But what I did see was you had on a jacket. I think it was a suit jacket with some jeans.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, check Erin out. Yeah. That was the first time I've seen you, you know,
absolutely,
take it up a notch.
Yeah.
So what brought that on?
Ooh, learning social media.
Right.
I was watching, I cannot remember this TikToker's name, but she's like mixing a more dressy piece mm-hmm. with something more casual and just
right.
finding that balance, that like that perfect in between.
Right.
I want comfortable, but I want to be comfortable, but I still want to be chic
right.
at the same time.
Absolutely.
So yeah, just meeting myself in the middle, that has been just a key. If I can throw on a blazer,
mm-hmm.
you know, with some Jordans
right.
or whatever, and still have, you know, my
makeup,
face beat,
right.
it just all ties together.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be in something where I'm, like, stiff and
true.
I want to be able to move around.
Right.
And play. That it is.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I was excited to see that. I'm like, Erin is switching it up.
Look, I'm trying to be a grown lady. I'm trying.
No, you're doing well. I mean,
I
could tell that you always like being comfortable.
Mm.
But you always look nice in whatever
Thank
you wore
you.
Anyway.
Thank you.
But when I saw that, I was like, Erin has on a jacket.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Little something. Tell people, now I make the money. I can buy the clothes.
Right.
I'm happy.
Exactly.
So I'm Yeah.
Exactly. So, do you have, like, a favorite fashion hacker tip?
Ooh. Stop shying away from color.
Good.
Maybe that's my big thing. Don't be afraid to mix prints.
That's good.
I love anything. As you can see, I'm mm-hmm. dressed like a pickle today. I love color.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, their wardrobes tend to be all black.
Mm-hmm.
While it's black doesn't have to be boring,
mm-hmm.
spice it up a bit.
Right.
Spice it
right.
up a bit, especially like on deeper skin complexions.
Mm-hmm.
We are made to wear, like I said, play with that fun print. Play with those stripes.
Right.
Mixing that camel in with something. That is,
you're absolutely correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It took me a very long time to get the color,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not. I was always a black, white, whatever,
mm-hmm.
dark tone. But I tried it one time and I never went back.
It is so fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
fun. That's
you,
a good
you,
term
you
to describe it.
You command a room. Yeah, I like walking into a room and, you know, feeling like I truly, like I said, like I own,
right.
like I own the place.
Right.
I'm not going to not be seen in this bright
exactly.
green day. So,
right.
you know, yeah, so don't be afraid of that unconventional.
Mm-hmm. True.
That unconventional pattern, things like that. So, yeah.
That's my motto. Be
okay.
distinctive.
Mm.
And, but be you.
Mm, be you and
mm-hmm.
own it.
And
you
own
can
it.
Have on a paper bag and you still better walk in the room like you
own it.
It.
That
yeah.
is so true. That goes
yeah.
back to your confidence, right?
Absolutely.
That is
Absolutely.
So true. So what's next for you, Erin? Do you have any big goals or plans that you can talk about? I know sometimes. See, you're up there now, and I know when it comes to these contracts and things, you can't really talk about it. But
so we begin back filming with Southern Charm soon. As far as a solidified
mm-hmm.
date, I am not sure.
Okay.
But with that, just balancing a lot of these weddings on the weekend,
mm-hmm.
different shoots and things, that's
yeah.
pretty much it. But I'm in a place of I'm looking for what's next. So I'm waiting on that next big,
mm-hmm.
you know, mind-blowing
right.
experience right,
right
now. So I'm unsure of what's to come, but I'm enjoying the ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding myself outside of makeup,
mm-hmm.
things with, you know, with I have a little podcast with my friend, so that's been
good.
Something that's been bringing me joy outside of.
Awesome.
I don't want to be put in a box creatively anymore.
Right.
I think I have a lot to bring to the table.
I'm a
talker. I run my mouth. So that's been that's the big thing,
mm-hmm.
balancing with filming with that,
mm-hmm.
having a personal life,
mm-hmm.
and you know, All the things. I don't know what's to come, but I am so ready to embrace it.
I'm sure whatever it is, it's going to be great.
It better
be awesome.
Big. It come with a nice check.
No, it's going to be big.
I'm kidding. Money is not everything.
I mean, it's not, but you know, it does help, right?
Yes.
So where can we book you? Where can we book you? Where can we find you? What's your social media?
So with my social media, my Instagram is Erin Michelle, and that has two underscores behind it. And through that, I have my booking link, the link to my booking site. It's pretty easy to navigate. I don't make it too hard for everyone. Facebook is just Erin Davis. TikTok is also, I believe it's Erin Michelle, but don't quote me. I will get that to Ms. Donna before we leave today.
Okay, no problem. Absolutely. But
pretty much Erin Michelle everywhere.
Okay, awesome. This has been great, Erin.
I'm still so excited. I feel like I've been smiling the entire time.
Well, you carry a smile all the time anyway.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. I truly am glad that I was able to make it here. I thank you.
Because it's been a minute. I'm like, I love it though. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I know your journey. I saw where you started from. And so just to see you at this point, just brings me great joy when I can see another sister doing what she enjoys, doing what she loves to do. So
thank you.
Thank you for being you, Erin.
Oh.
Yeah, just thank you for being you. Mm. So this is the end, guys. I want to thank you. So before you go, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. You can visit the website at www.donnamcollection.shop. And remember, confidence is the best outfit. Own it, rock it, and inspire others to do the same. Until next time.